Welcome to issue 13 of your news, Winter 2025. Front cover. Image: Tenant Ben is sat outside on a grey sofa with Jane and Carl, his mum and dad, and they are all smiling. There is a brown wooden fence behind them. Ben is wearing a black t-shirt and grey jogger bottoms. Carl, Ben's dad, has his hand on Ben's head and Ben is looking at his mum, Jane. Headline: Meet Ben. Also in this issue, Sunflower Competition Winners, page 11. Support Staff Update, page 14. Can you spot the Christmas trees? Enter the competition on page 8. Page 2. Welcome to your news. This issue of your news is packed full of interesting stories, updates, and the Tenant Annual Review. Image: Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. He is stood outside and smiling, wearing a white shirt. Les shares his introduction to the winter edition of your news. We recently spoke to our tenant, Ben, and his parents, Jane and Carl. Ben is settled in his supported living home in Oxford with his housemates Tom and Cornelia. You can read more about it on page 3. We are making an important change for Reside Housing Association tenants. This means that we can provide the same services to all our tenants, but we have just one legal company. Read about this change on page 4. On pages 12 and 13, you can read all about our customer promises. They tell you how we improve our services and keep your home safe and well maintained. Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. Image: Christmas tree. Your home. We would love to hear what you think. Finding out what you think about your home is important to us. It helps us to keep your home safe, make things better, and make sure your home meets your needs. Talk to us about what you think. Some of our tenants are helping us to look at how we can get better at this, but it would be great to hear what you think. Image: A graphic of people are stood talking to each other. Get in touch. If you, your family, or your support worker would like to talk to us about this, please contact the customer voice team on 0333204555 or email community@progressgroup.org.uk. Page 3. Image: Our tenant Ben is smiling, sat down, and wearing a black t-shirt. In front of Ben is a washing machine. Meet Ben. Jane and Carl talk about finding a home for their son, Ben. We started looking for a home for our son Ben 4 years ago. Ben is 28 and he has sensitivity to noise, lights, and experiences. One way of him managing his sensitivity to noise is to control what he hears, so he often plays music and videos. He loves his noisy toys, iPad, computer, and washing machines. We were so pleased when we approached support provider Fitzroy and RWP and they agreed to help us. A dream come true. RWP bought a house for Ben and three other housemates in his hometown and adapted it to meet each of their sensory, physical, and emotional needs. RWP made our dreams for Ben come true. From the start, Ben came out from his new home and returned to his new home with ease. He greets us and says, "Bye, Mum. Bye, Dad," when we leave. He looks incredibly well and is sleeping and eating and enjoying his life. Local community. We are thrilled that he still sees people he knows and people who know him. He now has a new local pub. He is in his community. Ben has a lovely bedroom where he can look out of the window and see everyone coming and going. He potters around his home and is happy with his housemates and carers. Ben has his own computer area. It was in a lift shaft, and the lift has been taken out. RWP arranged for its builder to put in additional soundproofing into this space. A big utility room has a washing machine and tumble dryer so that Ben can use them and sit comfortably to watch the washing without getting in anyone's way. Each and every one of you from RWP and Fitzroy has been helpful, and we can be his parents, not his carers anymore. Image: Tenant Ben is sat outside on a grey sofa with Jane and Carl, his mum and dad, and they are all smiling. There is a brown wooden fence behind them. Ben is wearing a black t-shirt and grey jogger bottoms. Carl, Ben's dad, has his hand on Ben's head and Ben is looking at his mum, Jane. Page 4. We are making a change. In the summer, we asked our Reside Housing Association tenants what they thought about changing their tenancy from one part of our organization to another. If you are a Reside Housing Association tenant, we want to change your landlord to Progress Housing Association Limited. This means that we can provide the same services to all our tenants, but we have just one legal company. Although you will know us as RWP, the tenancy agreement you have with us is either signed with Progress Housing Association Limited or Reside Housing Association Limited. Which one it is depends on which of our companies owns or manages your home. Having two different company names can be confusing for partners we work with, such as local authorities and housing benefit departments. We are bringing them together to make things simpler. This helps us to focus more on what really matters. This is keeping your home safe, well maintained, and supporting you. Following the consultation, the tenants who took part told us that they are happy for us to make this change. We will now go ahead with this change on the 1st of April 2026. What does this mean for you? You do not have to move, and nothing else about your home or your rights changes. If you are a Reside Housing Association tenant, we want to change your landlord to Progress Housing Association Limited. This means that we can provide the same services to all our tenants, but we have just one legal company. Although you will know us as RWP, the tenancy agreement you have with us is either signed with Progress Housing Association Limited or Reside Housing Association Limited. Which one it is depends on which of our companies owns or manages your home. Having two different company names can be confusing for partners we work with, such as local authorities and housing benefit departments. We are bringing them together to make things simpler. This helps us to focus more on what really matters. This is keeping your home safe, well maintained, and supporting you. Following the consultation, the tenants who took part told us that they are happy for us to make this change. We will now go ahead with this change on the 1st of April 2026. What does this mean for you? You do not have to move, and nothing else about your home or your rights changes. Your home and services will stay the same. Your support worker, repairs service, and gardener will stay the same. The only change is that, if your landlord is Reside Housing Association, your landlord will change to Progress Housing Association Limited on the 1st of April 2026. This means that the name of the landlord on your tenancy agreement will change from Reside Housing Association Limited to Progress Housing Association Limited. Image: a man is smiling and high-fiving a woman who is also smiling. The man is wearing a grey t-shirt, and the woman is wearing a white t-shirt and glasses. If you have any questions or need help, you can email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk or call 033-320-2675. You can also contact us if you need information in a different format such as EasyRed. Image: Christmas tree. Page 5. Repairs in your home. Report an emergency repair. To report an emergency repair, call us on 033-320-2675. An emergency repair could be dangerous or cause serious damage to your home. For example, a burst pipe or if you have no heating. For more information on emergency repairs and examples, visit www.residewithprogress.org. UK repairs: what to do in an emergency. Image: graphic of a telephone. Image: an engineer is fixing a boiler. The boiler is open and you can see the parts inside. He is holding a tool and wearing a blue jumper. Report a non-emergency repair. You can report non-emergency repairs using live chat or the form on our website. To report a repair online, visit www.residewithprogress.org. UK Support Providers Hub: report a repair. Image: a graphic of spanners. Image: a man is holding an electric drill against a white wall. He is wearing a blue t-shirt and a yellow high-vis jacket. Damp and mold. If you are experiencing any issues with damp and mold, please let us know as soon as possible. If it is an emergency, we must make it safe in 24 hours. If it is not an emergency, but still a serious damp or mold problem, we will inspect the problem within 10 working days. If it is urgent, we will start repairs within 5 working days of the inspection. Image: graphic of white spots on a pink background. Image: a man is at a desk. He is wearing a headset with earphones and a microphone. He is wearing a black t-shirt and brown checkered shirt. Page 6. Meet Janet. Image: our tenant Janet is sat on a green chair and she is holding a certificate. The certificate is a well done award. Janet is wearing a purple print dress and she is smiling. There are brown curtains and a window behind Janet. Janet has been living in one of our supported living homes in Leyland for 14 years. She shares her home with 2 other housemates. She enjoys spending time relaxing with her housemates Julie and Jess. Support staff at South Ribble Domiciliary Service support Janet with cooking meals and cleaning. She has developed the skills to prepare food, as well as helping to clear away after dinner. I help making meals like sandwiches and I help with the cleaning, says Janet. Janet's room. Janet has been helped by the support staff and RWP. Housing officer Sarah to slowly make changes to her room, which included moving and buying new furniture and tidying to make space. Janet has received support to live independently. Janet is proud of these changes, and she likes her new wardrobe. She says, I have got more space, and it is bright. I have a certificate for a tidy room. Janet is in the process of choosing a new chair for her room. She is looking at green chairs, which is her favorite color. Janet's interests. I like swimming, and I like line dancing, says Janet. She has been a member of a line dancing club for over 10 years. She enjoys watching line dancing now as she has had to take a break for health reasons, and she likes to wear a cowboy hat and boots. Janet enjoys drawing and coloring by numbers, which help her to relax. She is looking forward to coloring with her new set of pens, which RWP housing officer Sarah kindly gave to her. Janet likes to read books, and she especially enjoys reading crime stories. Image: our tenant Janet is sat on a green chair and RWP housing officer Sarah is sat next to her on a brown and red wooden chair. Janet is wearing a purple print dress and she is smiling. Sarah is wearing a pink t-shirt and black trousers and she is also smiling. Page 7. Tumble dryer safety. Looking after your tumble dryer. It is important to know how to stay safe when using your tumble dryer in your home. This will help to keep them working as they should, and the chances of a fire will as a result be much lower. Here are some top tips on staying safe. Image: graphic of a plug socket. If there are any signs of wear to the plug socket or scorch marks, stop using and report immediately. Only use one plug for each socket. This will mean that you will not overload a socket and there will be less risk of an electrical problem. Image: graphic of a hand holding a cloth over a tumble dryer. Clean your tumble dryer filter after every load. This will keep the dryer working well. Image: graphic of a tumble dryer with a tick. Make sure your tumble dryer is registered. Manufacturers will then be able to contact you if there are any problems with your tumble dryer. Register here: www.registermyappliance.org.uk. Image: graphic of a tumble dryer with a line across it and a circle around it. There is a pile of clothes on top of the tumble dryer. Only fill the drum just over halfway, so all your clothes can move around easily. Putting more than half a load in will cause the dryer to use more energy than it needs to. Image: graphic of a tumble dryer with a line across it and a circle around it. If you are worried about your tumble dryer not working or that it is not safe, stop using it. If anyone has concerns about the safety of any appliance, please stop using it and contact us immediately so that we can advise you on what you need to do. Image: Graphic of moon and stars with a line across it and a circle around it. Lancashire Fire Service advises to not use your tumble dryer at night. Reporting a repair. We may own some of the kitchen appliances and furnishings in your home. If there is a problem with any of them, please let us know by calling 0333320275. Image, a hand holding blue towels in front of an open tumble dryer. Page 8. Competitions. Image, Christmas tree. Spot the Christmas trees competition. How many Christmas trees can you find in this issue? Write to us at the Leeds address, see back page, or email us at community@progressgroup.org.uk by the 31st of January 2026. Write the number of Christmas trees you have spotted, your name, address and telephone number to enter the prize draw and you could win a £10 voucher. Image, graphic of gold badge. Winners from the last issue. The winner of our Spot the Difference competition is Graham from Preston. The winner of our Count the Pumpkins prize draw is Jack from Greater Manchester. Page 9. Staying safe from mate crime. Image, two men are sat at a table in a kitchen talking. One man is wearing a blue jumper and he is talking, and he is sat in his wheelchair. The other man is sat on a chair, and he is wearing a grey hat, trousers, and jumper. There is white cupboards and sink and window behind them. Mate crime is when someone says that they are your friend, but they are only saying that to get something from you or upset you. This could be things like image, graphic of hands outstretched, asking you for money. Image, graphic of a sad face with a tear, making you feel uncomfortable. What should you do to stay safe? If anyone treats you badly, you should tell someone that you trust. If someone who says that they are your friend is making you do something you do not want to do, then tell someone you trust. Who should I speak to? You could speak to a family member or your support worker. Mate crime is against the law, and the police will help you to stop it. Speak to a family member or support worker and they can help you to report it to the police. Here is an example of mate crime. Image, graphic of a hand holding a wallet. Sophie's friend gives her a lift into town. Town is only 3 miles away. She charges Sophie £30, which is far too much money. If your friends are treating you badly, you can. Image, graphic of a telephone with a speech bubble. Call the police on 101 to talk to them. Image, graphic of two people talking. Speak to someone you trust, like your support worker or a family member. Page 10. Reviewing your rent. Rent is money paid to RWP. The money pays for your home and any repairs to it. It also includes service charges as well. Every year the rent you pay to us will be reviewed. This only happens once a year, no more. In 2026 your rent will go up. We will let you know how much extra it will be. What your rent pays for. Image, graphic of a spanner and a screwdriver. Repairs to your home, where we are responsible for repairs to your home. We spent over £2.5 million on repairing and maintaining homes. Image, graphic of a building and a magnifying glass. Health and safety, where we are responsible for health and safety checks to your home. We spent over £2 million on making sure homes are safe with checks for gas, electric and fire safety. Image, graphic of a crane. Building new homes. We spent £36 million on building new homes. Image, graphic of a boiler. Saving energy in your home, for homes where we are responsible for repairs and maintenance. We spent over £400,000 on things like insulation and new boilers to help save energy. Service charges. Where we provide services to you, we collect a service charge from you. This is a weekly charge and may cover things like cleaning, gardening, white goods, like cookers and washing machines, and heat and lighting in shared areas. Image, graphic of two gardeners. They are wearing blue overalls. The woman is watering a tree and the man is trimming a bush. Image, Graphic of a telephone and a speech bubble. Tell us what you think about your rent. If you would like to talk to us, call 033-320-2675, email us or use our live chat on the website. Let us know if you need help with money, debt, bills, or well-being. Page 11. Sunflower competition and progress in bloom. Image, graphic of a yellow sunflower. Image, our tenant Jordan is stood next to his sunflower. He is wearing a black and white football t-shirt and he is smiling. There is a wooden fence behind him. Thank you to everyone who entered the sunflower and progress in bloom competitions. Tallest sunflowers. RWP is part of Progress Housing Group, which runs the competition every year with all of its tenants. It has been amazing to see everyone's creativity and efforts to brighten up their communities. There were 14 sunflowers entered this year. We were impressed with the amazing sunflower entries this year. Congratulations to the RWP winners who are 370 centimeters, tenants at Ash Grove. 213 centimeters, Mark, David, Martin, and Stephen. 182 centimeters, Jordan. Well done to all our winners, Rachel and Seb, 152 centimeters. Thomas and David, 137 centimeters. Natalie, 121 centimeters. Carl, 89 centimeters. All gardens entered will receive a certificate and prize. These will be delivered by one of our colleagues who is in your area. Progress in bloom. Thank you to everyone who entered our Progress in Bloom competition. We have been impressed by the time and effort you spent making your gardens brighter and happier. Congratulations to RWP Progress in Bloom Gardening Competition winners. Gold Bloom winner William Smith House. Silver Bloom winners Lady Pitt Court Borley Croft. Image, graphic of two sunflowers. Image, Christmas tree. Page 12. Image, a building, trees, an RWP van. A building with a wheelchair ramp, a man is going up the ramp sat in his wheelchair, a van with RWP logo, green trees. A man wearing a blue shirt and trousers is fixing a broken fence. A woman wearing a blue shirt and trousers is watering plants. A man wearing a blue shirt and trousers is trimming a hedge. Our customer promises. We would like to introduce your new customer promises. We spoke to you, our tenants, about what matters the most to you that we get right as your landlord. Your new customer promises are, resolve issues, adapt our service, make it easy, and proactive communication. Resolve issues. Image. We promise we will always try to resolve issues you raise with us to your satisfaction. Image, graphic of a telephone with a tick in a circle. All of our complaints were answered in time. Image, graphic of two speech bubble with a tick. Adapt our service. We promise to adapt to you where possible to deliver a supportive service, which treats you fairly and takes into account your individual needs. Image, a hand holding a heart symbol. 83 out of 100 tenants asked feel treated fairly and with respect. Image, four hands in hand shake in a square shape. 66 out of 100 tenants have shared their equality and diversity data with us. Page 13. Make it easy. Image, hand holding a house symbol. The house has a parentage symbol on it inside a circle. We promise to make it easy for you in all aspects of our service delivery. Image, a handshake and a house behind it. 79 out of 100 tenants asked have overall satisfaction with us. Image, a house with a spanner in front of it. 82 out of 100 tenants asked are satisfied with the repairs service. Proactive communication. Image, two speech bubbles. We promise to be proactive in all our communication. We will be patient, genuine, approachable and manage expectations. We will say what we will do and by when. Image, two hands, one is either side of a speech bubble. 76 out of 100 tenants asked feel that we listen to their views and act upon them. Image, a telephone and a speech bubble. We will soon be sharing the number of calls that could have been avoided if resolved first time. Unhappy about something? Find out how to make a complaint on our website www.residewithprogress.com/get-in-touch. If you are still not happy, you can contact the Housing Ombudsman about a complaint on 0300 111 3000 or email info@housing-ombudsman.org.uk. If you would like to read more about how well we are doing compared to other housing associations in the UK, visit our website at residewithprogress.org.uk/about-us. Page 14. Support staff update. Image, graphic of newspaper with the word, news, on it. Welcome to Support Staff News. A section dedicated to everyone involved in our tenants' care and support. Here we will share with you tips, guidance, and information to help keep our homes safe for our tenants. Working in partnership with you is important to us. If you have any queries or suggestions for what you would like us to cover, please get in touch. You can call us on 0333320265 or drop us an email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Gas safety. We hope this guidance on gas safety is useful. If there is a gas leak, telephone the National Grid immediately on 0800 111999. If you suspect a gas leak, our advice is to do the following. Turn off the gas emergency control valve next to the gas meter. Turn off or remove all sources of ignition in a safe manner. Do not turn electrical lights or switches either on or off. Open all doors and windows for ventilation. Phone the National Grid on 0800 111999, free phone. Give the tenant's full name and address. Get a job number from the National Grid. Finally, let us know that you have reported the leak. Image, a gas hob that is on. There is blue gas around hob rings. Gas supply issues. If some, but not all, of the gas supply stops working, please contact us by phone on 0333320265 or via live chat at www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Gas servicing and engineers. We are responsible for annually servicing all gas, oil, biomass and air source heat pump appliances that are provided in the properties. This enables us to make sure gas appliances are in working order and safe. Supporting the annual services. We appreciate your cooperation in providing access to the property for these legal annual services, as it is essential to make sure everything is safe and in proper working order. Please make sure that you keep your appointments and allow access for us or our nominated contractor. For inspections. Gas safety inspections. Keeping your gas safety certificate safe. A qualified contractor will issue a landlord's gas safety certificate. If our own engineers carry out the service, they will leave a copy of this certificate at the premises for your, the tenant's, information. It is important that this is kept on file at the property and not thrown away. If you or the tenant does not have a copy and would like one, please contact us. Need help? If you have any queries or if you would like support with reporting a non-urgent gas repair, please contact your dedicated housing officer. Page 15. Your housing officer. Your housing officer is involved from the start, from when a tenant moves into their home to when they move out. Your housing officer will visit your home at least twice a year. If there are any issues and you are not happy, they will help resolve them. Your housing officer can help with many things, including applying for housing benefit, dealing with antisocial behavior, ensuring gardens are looked after, adaptations to property to help tenants live independently, arranging decorating, flooring and replacing furniture for shared areas. Image, a man is talking to a woman. The man is wearing a blue checkered shirt, and the woman is wearing a black top. The woman is holding a piece of paper. Page 16. You can get other versions of this newsletter. A high contrast version. Download a high contrast PDF of the newsletter. The colors have been changed to help people view the images and text. A screen reader friendly version. Download a screen reader-friendly version, which can be used with screen reader applications. You can get these versions from our website, https://www.residewithprogress.org.uk/your-home/your-newsletter. Useful addresses and telephone numbers. Write to us at RWP, Sumner House, 21 King Street, Leyland, Lancashire, PR252LW. Opening hours. Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Telephone 0333320275. Website www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Repairs. To report a non-emergency repair, go to www.residewithprogress.org.uk. If you have questions, you can live chat with us on our website, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Leeds office. Lilac Tenants, New Pudsey Court, 101 Bradford Road, Pudsey, Leeds, LS286AT. Office opening hours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lilac Tenants, for repairs, please call 03452416041 and press 1. Unhappy about something? Find out how to make a complaint on our website www.residewithprogress/get-in-touch. If you are still not happy, you can contact the Housing Ombudsman about a complaint on 0300 111 3000 or email info@housingombudsman.org.uk. Remember, repair lines are very busy first thing in the morning. If your repair is not urgent, try calling after 11 a.m. End of your news, Winter 2025. Lilac News, separate insert. Winter 2025. News for tenants living in Lilac Homes. Leeds Independent Living Accommodation Company. Page 1. Creative House. One of our supported living homes in Leeds has been decorated with bright artwork. Fantastic and colourful artwork created by Peter and Claire has been displayed on the walls. It has turned the home into a lovely and creative space for themselves, support staff and visitors to enjoy. Claire and Peter have always enjoyed creating artwork and they often enjoy colouring in together at home. The walls of their home are filled with their colourful creations. Image, creative duo Claire and Peter. Claire is wearing a red t-shirt and smiling. Peter is wearing a grey shirt and he is smiling. Their colourful artwork is on the white wall behind them. They both go to Holt Park Day Services, and their artwork is displayed there for all to see. 2. Last year, they entered our Christmas competition, and they were the winners of the Most Creative category, taking home a hamper full of festive goodies. As well as being creative, Claire loves drama and singing and works with the Bright Sparks Theatre Group. Peter loves his job in a cafe and helping in the garden. Images, Claire and Peter's colourful artwork. Page 2. Repairs for Lilac Tenants in Leeds. Morgan Sindel is the company which carries out repairs at Lilac Properties in Leeds. Listening to feedback about repairs in your home is important to us. It helps us to make sure we are keeping your home safe and improving our services. How to report your repair? Please call 03452416041 and press option 1 for repairs. Image, an engineer is fixing a boiler. He is wearing safety glasses, a black t-shirt, black gloves. The boiler and wall are white. 2024-25 repairs feedback. 89 out of 100 tenants asked are satisfied with the overall repairs service in the last 12 months. Image, graphic of a hand holding a spanner. 88 out of 100 tenants asked are satisfied with the time taken to complete their most recent repair. Image, graphic of a clock with an arrow going towards the left-hand side. 2025-26 repairs feedback. Image, graphic of a hand holding a spanner. All of our tenants asked are satisfied with the overall repairs service in the last 12 months. All of our tenants asked are satisfied with the time taken to complete their most recent repair. Image, graphic of a clock with an arrow going towards the left-hand side.